Up next, we have Reclaiming History with our intern, Xavier Renee, interviewing Gary Mangoin of Joseph P. Mangoin Locksmithing, a local locksmith in Troy, New York.
That sound you hear? That is the sound of a key machine copying a key. That sound is the key being polished. And last, branding it. I'm Xavier Renee, and this is Reclaiming History. At Joseph P. Mangoin, a locksmithing business in downtown Troy, I met with the president of the company to learn more about the field.
My name is Gary Mangoin, and I am the president, the owner of Joseph P. Mangoin. We are a security company, which started as a locksmith company. So I've been in the business since I graduated college in 1981.
How did you get started in the industry?
I got started in the industry pretty much by following my father. We used to go out, he used to take me out on jobs when I was young. I pushed a broom around the office when I was young, and 12 years old or whatever. And then eventually just kind of learned about the business, became interested in how it all worked, and followed in my father's footsteps along the way. The business was started in 1885 by my great-grandfather, who then passed it on to my grandfather, Joseph. And that's who the company is named after currently. Joseph then passed it on to his sons, Michael and Gary, and then I picked it up from my dad after that. So we're four generations into the business.
What makes your business different from your competitors?
I think our company is a little different than our competitors in that we do everything involving a door. We consider ourselves a total door solutions company, to coin a phrase, but we can do every part of the door hardware, from the locks to the door closers, and then also we do complete doors and frames, access controls, and cameras. So by providing a total package, I think that differentiates us from the competition.
What are some of the tasks involved in your field?
In the traditional role of a locksmith, it started out where they would repair and sometimes even build mechanical locks, but our business has evolved into more of a security business, where we do everything from the mechanical locks on the doors to electromechanical applications with access control, cameras, and all like that. So the electronics is becoming a bigger part of our business than it ever was before.
Can you talk more about how technology has changed in the locksmithing industry?
Yeah, I mentioned I came into the business in 1981. I was the one that brought in our first computer into the office, so that's how long ago it was. But the computers brought about the first changes in our industry where people could track who was coming and going from their businesses using access control. And then it evolved into things that are happening on your phone nowadays. So there's apps out there where you can now lock and unlock your door using just the app on your phone. You can see who's delivering packages at your home and that type of thing. So as the computers got better and smaller, the computer in your hand, your phone, is now going to be your next application for getting into your house, into your business, and even into your car probably at some point.
How do you become a locksmith?
We do training. We take people that are mechanically inclined and train them ourselves. There are some schools like the North Bennett School of Locksmithing over in Massachusetts that you could attend. They teach more traditional ones. There's also some Lock Masters Institute has some training on their at their site as well. But I think hands-on, on-the-job training is the way that we do it, and I think it's also a very good way to get people used to it.
What are some of the skills that are involved in locksmithing?
A set of mechanical skills is important. For example, one of the recent hires we had came out of community college as an automotive technician, but the automotive part was his passion and he didn't want to go into that field as his permanent job. So the electromechanical skills that he acquired as an automotive technician translated well into our applications. So we just had to teach him about the part of the locksmithing that he really needed help with. So,
what is your favorite part of the job?
I think that part of it is my favorite, where you are always learning something new. There's always something coming to the market. It's not just your old-fashioned key goes into the doorknob and unlocks the door. Yes, that part still exists. Yes, that part makes a big section of our business. But the new technology is the interesting part. What's coming next? And there's always something new on the horizon.
Do you charge for your estimates?
When someone calls, we'll go out and do an estimate for free. We think that informing the customer is part of our job, and so there's no charge for information on that.
What do you want people to know about locksmithing?
I think the important thing to know is it's not all cloak and dagger, as some people put on the, you may see on YouTube videos and things like that. There is a lot of integrity in the industry, and a lot of certifications that go along with it. And it's important to know who your locksmith is before you actually need them, so that when you call, you are getting the person you expect. There are some 800 numbers out there that go to these call centers, and then you wind up being overcharged by some person who really doesn't know what's going on. You can go to various websites. There's the Associated Locksmiths of America. It's ALOA.org. And they can find a certified registered locksmith in your area. So my advice is make sure you know who you're dealing with before you actually need to call for emergency services.
Has this always been located in Troy?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we've always been on 4th Street in Troy. We've moved 4 times, but our address, we're currently sitting on the same site where the original building was sited in 1885. So we've been moving back and forth, but never more than a block, a couple doors away.
Thank you so much for your time. That was Gary Mangoin, president of Joseph P. Mangoin Locksmithing in Troy, New York.